Hello and welcome to Bleep Geek, episode number 110. I'm Mike Girl.
Randy.
Matt Fowler.
And Dave Iverson. I'm a guest.
As he clearly announced, he also joined us for the movies podcast, which you can always find them at bleepgeekmovies.com.
We got a full house.
Yeah. It's been a while since we had four people, right?
It's been a long time since Steven was here.
Probably.
Yep.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You don't listen to us every week?
Ooh. Not every week.
Oh.
Why not?
Good answer.
Anyways.
Thank you.
Today is Wednesday, as odd as that is, but tomorrow is the 4th of July, so we're early a day.
We're early a day. Deal.
And we'll probably be short, because there's not a lot of news, because it's a shorter week, and it's a holiday. Although we ramble, so it could end up being long.
You know, somehow we pulled out 40 minutes last week.
Yeah. Things get crazy sometimes.
Whoop. So, welcome to Bleed Geek. Yeah, it's obviously July 3rd. A little after 8, but as we never promise 8 o'clock on the dot. Never have since day one.
And especially when we do the movies podcast beforehand, I feel like it really...
Yeah.
Just think once we start doing football movies end.
That we're not going to do all of them.
Why wouldn't we?
Because you guys are going to do one of them on a different day.
Yeah. Anyways, that's clearly
another
discussion.
It's getting awkward in here.
So should we just kick into it?
Kick it.
There's some crazy Xbox news yesterday.
Yes.
The head of the Xbox division, Dan Maddox, decided to leave the company, apparently, and go to Zynga.
Which seems
absolutely crazy.
Does that not seem like the worst move ever?
Like, Zynga's like the ship that's sinking. It's kind of, well, I say that, but then it reminds me of, why would Marissa Mayer go to Yahoo? Like, we had that
because
conversation.
Yahoo has...
not nearly in as bad a shape.
Yeah.
I mean, it was
bad, what did they... How many did they... what percentage of their staff did they just lay off?
Yeah, like 20 or something.
20%, I think?
It seems like a good idea,
so it's
right?
Like, yeah, this seems logical.
Like 95% of his salary is based in stock. So if that's not motivation to move things forward, I don't know what is, right? But he's got a pretty hefty deal.
It seems like a horrible idea.
I don't know. Like, there's supposedly this big Windows, or not Windows, but Microsoft shakeup coming through. And it's hard for me to, like, it's hard to say whether or not that will affect him.
We've got our sources looking into it to get us the details.
But him leaving just seems like, there's this funny letter, and it said it was legit, but I can only assume that it's not. But it was like, oh, since all you guys decided to screw me over on this whole Xbox thing, and you guys protested, and they took away the future of our machine, I jumped ship. Because, you know, all the DRM stuff, and the public outcry that was, I mean... Dave wasn't even going to buy one, and now he's going to.
Yep.
So.
No, I'm not. I'm probably still going to get a PlayStation.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That seems fair.
I've always been more of an Xbox person, and now after having played the PlayStation 3, and with all of that, I'm kind of leaning PlayStation.
Wow.
I think that when it comes to third-party software that neither company makes, I feel like the Xbox experience is generally better. And I think that's what leans me more towards that. But.
Can I just say, especially with a person that has cable, it seems silly that you would go PlayStation over Xbox because of the interactiveness of the Xbox.
But it's yet to be seen exactly what that level will be with certain providers.
Right, but even...
I think it is
but
Comcast
even,
that they are working with, which is what Matt has. Not that anybody else would know that, but it's still hard. Like, I don't think that would really sway... And then at that point, why would you tell them, why don't you have a Google TV?
Because you're consolidating devices. Why would you have three devices when you can just have one?
If they did let them use it as a cable box explicitly, I think that would be...
I'm assuming that's why they have the
in and
HD...
Out,
yes.
Right.
But
then don't
still.
You have to be buying Xbox Live to do all of that stuff?
Typically, that's how it's worked previously, and I can
and
only
I thought I had read
that
that's
how
it was
going to
be again.
Forward,
well, it's
right.
To use the PlayStation, you're going to have to pay a monthly fee as well.
No.
Yes.
Really? For the new
one, you have it's a monthly
it's
subscription.
Like, it is. There is. For multiplayer.
If you want to play online, you have to pay.
So we don't know for sure if that'll affect like Netflix users and HBO Go users and Amazon Prime users that use it through PlayStation Network. That might still maintain their free to use.
And we don't
know. Just the multiplayer stuff that'll cost. And they said it's only going to be like $5 a month, which is cheaper than if you buy it per month. I think it's $15 a month, which seems crazy because it's only $60 if you bought it a year at a time. But people get crazy like that.
So.
But Zynga's a sinking ship, and I don't understand how he could possibly think he's going to turn that around.
I just feel like there's so many indie developers out there now. Like, Zynga doesn't have the stranglehold on the... I don't know what you want to... I mean, I don't want to say gaming market, but I mean, you know, kind of like the consumer-based games, like the cheap consumer-based games, like, they don't have a huge stranglehold on that anymore.
I think Zynga had a double-edged sword and they cut themselves because they made the barrier to entry so easy after paving the way that it's been flooded behind them. They may have cut the way through, but now the water is overtaking them and they can't stay up anymore. Like, it's so easy for anyone to make a game, like you said, an indie developer, to just show up, here's a game, Super Meat Boy, whatever. You know, I think that's only on Xbox, but still, like, you know, like crazy little games like that.
No, well, that's just it. It's that style of game developing is such a
quit with the Candy Crush.
You know, like I don't want to say it's easy, but it's not. They're not in depth games like what you'd see for console. So it's something that I don't want to say anybody can make either. But there's a lot of people who can spend, you know, a couple months developing a game for this, and it's. Yeah, it just the ease of market for anybody to create a game and come in, that's what's hard to be a company as a whole trying to make money doing all this.
Doing one single thing, really.
Right.
Multiple times. I just brought up Candy Crush and I was like, I realized I don't even know who makes it, but it turns out
Is it PopCap?
It's King.
Hmm.
So, good job them, I guess.
I've only heard people talk about it. I don't play a lot of games.
Yeah, as of March 2013, it surpassed Farmville 2 as the most popular game on Facebook. 45.6 million average monthly users.
Does it seem crazy that there's still people that play Farmville? Facebook games?
Yeah.
Like, I quit playing altogether. Like, I'll admit, I had a lot of time involved in Mafia Wars.
We've talked about it
And we've talked about it, you know? But it's like
a fucking med pack.
But it's like... It's like, I just got burnt out because there's no...
It was never going
to
end.
There's no end to it.
It's like, you get to the point where you're like...
Like, you could catch up to, like, where they would be at, but then... But like,
we got to wait till tomorrow because this is going to be out. And then you get it tomorrow.
Oh, shit.
Every day you got to check in. You're like, fuck this game.
You have to have 50 friends who are all playing continuously. Otherwise, you're going to have a bad time.
David...
Or you can pull a Dave and create your own character named Bear Gutierrez.
Like another profile? Because somebody else may have done that.
Why are you hating on that?
Yeah, that was...
Sometimes there wasn't people online when I needed a med pack. So yeah. Guess what? I sent myself one.
I need a med pack.
It's called farming. Okay?
But you think yours camp. Was more so that you didn't have to use your actual one to harass people.
Eventually, that's where it got to.
Because yours was, Bear.
Because everyone's like,
Bear
would you quit with the
Mafia because we were friends. I remember that.
Well, it's because, like, all of my, I wanted to keep playing Mafia Wars. And everyone was like, this game sucks. So I'm like, yeah, does.
Yeah, this game is horrible.
Totally sucks. So then I went to play with Bear Gutierrez. And I started friending people who I didn't know who liked, Mafia Wars on Facebook, hoping that they would play a lot more than my current friends.
Well, it's like I was part of groups to like get extra Mafia Wars friends specifically.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's like
I've done. Then I was part of tapped out.
Then I was part of my own clan, or not my own clan, but I was part of a clan on there. So it's like we would go have like gang wars. It's pretty sweet.
Things got intense, huh?
So I should not have tried to rob from you.
So. Oh man, all I would have to do is post on our forum, and you would have been like, "I can't do anything today. I can't do anything tomorrow."
I had a solid casino going.
Huh?
I had a good casino.
That's when I stopped, was around the casino time.
Yeah, that was when I ended it. I got the casino going, I'm like, I'm out. Then we were going to Tokyo or something.
Tokyo.
Italy was the last expansion I remember.
Tokyo, and then it was...
Is that game still around?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't
play it anymore. I blocked all of the requests from me.
Despite what I just said, I don't play it anymore. Bear Gutierrez does.
I gotta go
check it out.
Holy
shh.
How do you spell that?
Just how it sounds.
Bear?
Gutierrez.
No, it's definitely still going.
Bear.
Because right now they have a promo going on
to that
get free energy point right now if you want.
One mutual friend. Mutual friend is Dave Iverson. How weird is that?
Yeah, I don't know how that happened.
Mine was...
August 20th, 2012. It's the last time you did anything on there. Mm-hmm. Well, someone told you happy birthday.
Awesome.
On June 30th, 2013. That was like 2 days ago.
My secret account someone was...
Jason Kidd.
Jason Kidd.
What's up? Have a great birthday.
Not the basketball player,
XXX.
Though.
Someone's trying to hook that up.
This is awkward.
Things are getting weird. Moving on. But
that was Matt's secret account, in case Kat's listening.
Yeah, totally.
Thanks.
So anyway, why would you leave the Xbox? Like, it seems like guaranteed money maker, right?
Yeah.
I mean, they're not going to not make money, right? I mean, the public outcry was like, F you, Xbox, but on come launch day, me and Randy are going to be in line to sell them on eBay.
That's true. I think I'm still going to.
Do people still use eBay?
eBay? Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure of it.
No, I think I'm still going to wait in line for one. I'm going to take my chances. Worst case scenario is I have an Xbox. Oh, darn.
An Xbox One.
Yeah.
Not a 3.
And not an Xbox.
Not a 1080, which would be the logical name.
Not a 720, which would be the even more logical name.
But makes Mike less likely to buy it. Speaking of moving, Yahoo bought Quickie. And then also this afternoon bought...
Zombie.
Inbox backwards.
Zombie.
I don't know how to pronounce inbox backwards. I just said it 3 times.
Zobni.
Which seems crazy because they're like, oh, rumors are that's upwards of $30 million. Then it came out as like $64 million.
Is that crazy?
I'm like,
I read that.
Did anybody even use that besides? I didn't even use it. I just signed up for it and I never used it.
And I signed up for it because Mike signed up for it.
And Matt's never even heard of it.
Nope.
And they just made $64 million.
You've never even heard of it?
Why would he? Nobody in their right mind has.
I know. I'm just, can you?
Kevin Rose was an early investor. That's why I got in. He talked about it.
Oh.
He's worth a lot of money because he talks about things.
That's all. That's really all he has to do.
Right.
But now he can't because he works for Google.
And Quickie was a really cool iPad app that I had, but then I used it like 3 times because it was kind of a novelty. But it's like you could search for something and it would give you like a video from like its wiki and like Google searches like about like you could Google like Roseville, Minnesota, and it would make this quick video somehow and it would tell you its history. It's kind of weird, but... They just scooped up both of those. I know Quickie, they said, was still going to stay alive, which is different than most of their other acquisitions they've made recently, which they've pretty much immediately shut down. Whatever you said for Inbox Backwards.
Zobni.
I didn't hear it either way if they were going to keep it going. They had released... The only thing that... I mean, I signed up for that service. And I never used it. But I did use Smarter without an E at the end. Is TR, because, you know, you gotta leave out vowels to be cool these days. They had an app on iOS. And I did use that for a little while, and it was pretty decent, but not decent enough to keep me there. What's going on over here?
Nothing.
Nothing.
I don't want to talk about it.
Okay.
On air.
So, Yahoo's still buying things. All right, you're showing Matt Fowler. Motorola is, first of all, I don't remember if we talked about it last week, but they changed their logo, and it's very googly now. Motorola, a Google company.
Oh, do you like it?
It's googly. And then yesterday, an ad leaked, and today they started running an ad for the Moto X, which has been long rumored. But it's, like, all about made in America, created in America, wanted in America. It's very patriotic, which, you know, works out conveniently, seeing as how tomorrow is the most patriotic holiday we have. I don't know. Is Memorial Day patriotic?
Yeah.
It's,
yeah. Very patriotic.
It's, like, no, it's independence. This is, like, where it's, like, America.
Like, Labor Day would be, like, the one that's, like,
blow shit up.
Is it really patriotic?
Yeah.
Labor Day is.
But anyway.
It's the lesser of them.
Yeah. Motorola X is like, you can customize it, and it kind of, basically, you can get it engraved or pick a color is what it's come out as. No, nothing crazy about, you know, specs or anything, but I don't know. Are you excited for a Moto X, Randy? Or could you care less at this point?
No, I don't want to say I couldn't care less. I don't want to say that.
Couldn't care less.
Because I think... I want to see how it does, because I would like to see them. I mean, I've said it before, you know, I was a huge fan of Motorola phones from my second phone ever to, like, two
Riser.
Phones ago. I had a flip phone, I forget what the model, C380, I think it was.
Did you have a Razr ever?
My brother had one. My dad had one, black one.
Living large.
I had a Riser, though. Because I was all about... It was super funny, because when I think about it now, I was kind of hipster with the phones. Because all of my phones...
From Europe.
They were unlocked, which the only way you could get an unlocked
phone come from Europe?
Was from overseas. So I bought all of mine unlocked off of eBay, which ended up all being from Europe. So, oh, sorry, what? You bought your phone in store in America? Oh.
That's cute.
That's too bad. Thanks, Dave.
You're welcome.
So, do you think the Moto X has any chance?
No, not really. It's gonna sell phones. Did Windows sell phones somehow? Yes,
magically.
I think Motorola will sell phones.
I'm not saying they won't,
but they're not gonna be a competing phone.
Do you think Samsung just laughs at them?
No, I don't think Samsung even worries about them. Like, they're not even in the same ballpark.
Samsung's like, nice try.
Yeah.
Do you think Samsung just bought Boxy?
Probably. They would do that.
They totally did.
I know.
Is that crazy? I just shifted gears.
What for?
I don't know.
I tried looking up articles to see, like, what,
like,
speculation was.
Boxy.
But that's all. I'm like, what are you guys even doing?
Because of their software.
What software? For streaming?
Yeah. Because Boxy used to be software only, and then they kind of flipped and became this hardware company.
So they want it for streaming to phones.
Or even for smart TVs. I mean,
it's funny because, like, I don't know why, like, when I think Samsung, I just hearing
phones,
the brand name,
I just
think Android
because that's
initially.
What they're big in.
No,
but
that's smart for the TVs.
Boxy, it's funny because they bought them for $30 million, but Boxy.
I heard it was less than $30 million. Boxy wanted $30 million, but
well,
I heard it was like somewhere around 20.
I feel like they couldn't have sold for that because I heard that they had raised, like, they were $29 million is what they had raised so far. So for $30 million, they're making nearly nothing. I mean, a million is still, well, what is $100 million a hair, right? So
yeah,
I mean,
hair.
A million has got to be like microscopic, right?
Yeah.
In the realm of things, so
it's like a skin cell.
But it really is a crazy. I mean,
the tech world just.
I don't know what else they would use it for. Like we talked about it around Christmas because I wanted someone to buy me a Boxy. Thank you, know what he did, for Christmas, because I wanted. Not that it's coming to, and maybe now it never will, because I don't know what they're going to do with it. But it was only in a few markets, like the digital streaming and the cloud DVR was essentially their big feature. I thought they had a really good plan, but it wasn't enough.
Well, it's
because it was moving so slow, and
that's the problem.
You can't disrupt TV in a fast way,
right?
Because content's so locked down. But and we talk about TV every week. Let's be honest, but. I think Boxy was an interesting player in that game, along with Roku and Apple and sort of Google doing who knows what, but maybe amping up that game secretly and
Right.
I mean, they just launched Loon out of nowhere, right? Whatever. They do what they want. But
I want to...
But who knows what Boxy will do? I mean, maybe they'll Samsung will do with Boxy is put it in TVs, or maybe just take the team because the team was cool, or...
Do you think it'd be crazy to be hanging out at Google Venture or Google X?
It'd be super insane. Like, one of the guys is just like a helicopter pilot. What up? I work at Google X. I fly Sergey around when he's being crazy.
I just want to know, because Google reminds me of the government, kind of. You know, it's like what we're seeing is a few leagues beyond. Like, they're so far beyond what they're releasing to the public.
Right. I mean, they're like, I just want to see. That's clearly been in.
Right.
Development has to have been for a couple of years.
Like, right? I want to know what they're trying to develop right now. Like, what's in the works for a few years from now? That's what I want to know.
Did you see the article on The Verge where they gave Google Glass to a guy who got drafted in the NBA?
No.
They, like, gave a guy.
I saw the article. I didn't read it.
He went number 2 overall, but they're like, hey, wear Google Glass today. It's a crazy day for you. And he was super into it. He's like, this is everything from my point of view. Like, it's nothing more than giving someone a video camera, really.
Right.
Without any work involved, right? Because it just sees what they see.
Unless you look around like this.
Unless you never move your head, right? But they made
him. That is difficult.
And in reality, they made him take it off in the, they call it the green room.
Yeah.
And that's what they made. Like, sure, that's what they call it.
No, that's what they call it.
If I was a basketball guy, that's what I'd call it. But
is that where actors put makeup on? Bunch of homos.
That's that guy.
No, I'm not saying the actors are homos. I'm saying why are the basketball players stealing the green room name?
I don't know. I think they use it for the NFL draft, too.
It's like the pre... I don't know. It's where they hang out.
Get your own room name in color.
Yeah. Dang NFL.
Theater's got green already.
Blue room.
There you go.
But some guy came up to him and asked him to take it off, and they said they couldn't record in there, which... You know, so then he got drafted number 2 overall by an NBA team, I would assume. Who knows about sports, right? That's not what we talk about. But it was interesting just to, like, see how into it he was and cool things. Not that that has to do with anything. But Google X does crazy stuff. I mean, they're pretty hands-off with Glass now because they, like, brought it as far as they could. But something like that is coming next. I don't know. Sergey just does what he wants. What I really want to be a part of would be Google Fiber, because I want to know when it's coming to us. Do you know?
I don't.
I know a little bit about it. Tell me more.
Well, Google Fiber?
Yeah.
I want a sticker on my door.
Fiberhood. But anyway.
That's all I want.
Samsung bought Boxy today. Out of nowhere. There was no rumors, all of a sudden it just happened.
Because Todd had messaged me, Todd Cougar Mellencamp.
Todd Cougar Mellencamp, I like that you use that now. See, I told you it would stick. Do you call him that at work yet?
No,
email feeds, sometimes I write Todd Cougar Mellencamp.
It was funny, because when I was looking through his records today, there was a John Cougar Mellencamp, and I was like, in my head, I was like, I should take that and scratch it out and put Todd Cougar Mellencamp.
He brought records and you didn't take some?
Yeah. There were some that I didn't want.
That's another conversation. Anyway.
Should I message him? Be like, I'm an idiot. I'll take them all.
Speaking of Apple. Apple is supposedly nearing a deal with Time Warner.
Nobody cares.
People with Apple TVs care. 50% of us own an Apple TV. 75%
Do you own Apple TV?
No.
But do you
Matt,
use...
Matt, do you own... Hey, shut up! Let me finish. Matt, do you own an Apple TV?
Yes, I do.
You douche.
But do you use one?
For the past month, yes.
Will you use one in the next...
For the next month? Yes. After that? Nope.
No, because you find no use in it, or no, because you don't want to buy your own?
Because I do not want to buy my own. Because I'm poor.
Never mind. So anyway, they're nearing a deal with Time Warner to allow Time Warner users. They thought they would be coming up with apps that would use their TV shows, but now the rumor is kind of changed a little bit to say that they will be streaming live TV in some sense. So that will be interesting. But again, that's all rumor, and that's reported by the Wall Street Journal. Not even Bloomberg, where we actually have a source, but the Wall Street Journal. I know a guy that works at Bloomberg.
It's true. Gonna be seeing him in...
a month and a half.
2 months.
Oh. Apple also got trademarks for iWatch in multiple countries recently.
Not for Swatch, though.
Not for Swatch. Oh, that's suckers. Samsung. And actually some real thing that's, like, weird. So that's... I mean, we've kind of been known it's been happening all along, but more realistic? Possibly launching sooner than later, then? And they hired some gentleman from YSL, which is apparently some high-end clothing store in Europe that I'm not going to attempt to pronounce because it's like a weird name. But he worked at Apple back in the day. But he's going to be working on special projects for one Mr. Tim Cook. You know who Tim Cook is, Dave?
Yeah, he's... come on, help me out. Help me out. He's that guy that... come on.
Do you really know who Tim Cook is?
No.
Oh.
I was really hoping someone would tell me
Matt?
Who he is when I'm playing
Tim
this
Cook?
Little bit.
Is that Apple guy?
This is Apple guy. There we go.
That's kind of what I figured, but I didn't want to say it.
So I said it for you.
Thank you.
Don't be afraid to say the wrong answer.
There's no such thing as a wrong answer.
Yeah, there is.
Are actually a lot of wrong answers. There's supposedly no stupid thing.
But you should not.
No, no, no. There's no such thing as a stupid answer.
You should never be afraid of saying the wrong answer.
There are definitely wrong answers.
There are definitely wrong answers. There's no such thing as stupid questions.
That's the one I was thinking of.
You teach children.
I don't teach them to answer wrongly.
Stupid questions.
There are a lot of stupid questions, but
I think it's more frustrating questions.
Who ask lots of stupid questions. So there, yes, there are.
Me too.
Come work with preschoolers.
I ask a lot of stupid questions.
No, that's preschoolers are learning, though. They're supposed to ask stupid questions because they're learning. I work with
it's
people who are
stupid for them.
I'm no, working.
If like Randy or myself ask the same questions, stupid questions.
I work with people who are 10 years older than me that ask preschooler questions. That's what I have the problem
I would
with.
Definitely call any of the three of you out on asking me a stupid question.
Name one stupid question I've asked
I'd
you.
I'd say I would if you did it. I would call you up.
Oh, I'm like...
I feel like you have with me before.
It's probably happened.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure we've made fun of them before.
I think I have.
You guys never make fun of me.
So moving on.
Yay!
Speaking of Google...
Yes!
They own YouTube. You ever use YouTube to watch weird videos of weird songs that you hear, Dave?
Show me your booty hole.
No, that's not. Anyway, speaking of music videos, they renewed their Vivo deal. Vivo. Maybe you've heard of Vivo?
Yeah, Vivo is like blowing up everywhere, and they need to get the F out of my music videos.
Why? They own like all the rights to everything.
I know, it sucks, because I don't like them.
They just renewed their deal with Yahoo.
Because I just said they suck, because they own everything.
Why does
I don't think they actually own it.
They don't.
They
no, they
have
like rights.
Warner and Sony
yeah,
and
it pisses me off.
Why does that? Why does that?
Why does that bother me?
Yeah. Why? Why does that suck that they have made deals with all of these people?
Because when I'm looking for a music video, I'd much rather go to a band's website or their YouTube channel specifically instead of getting linked to a Vivo channel instead that is built for that band.
Okay.
I want to give the money. I want to give my money for ads to bands directly, not a half to Vivo, half to the band, and half to the record company.
Because what does Vivo really do?
They're just like replaying, basically.
Speaking of music videos, apparently MTV is going to play music videos tomorrow.
That's BS.
When?
Like all day?
I doubt it.
It seems unrealistic, right, that MTV would play music videos?
Maybe it's because Corey Feldman has a new music video.
That's a sad state of the world we live in where we're like, there's no way MTV would play music videos, right?
It'll be in between, what is it? I'm preteen and I'm pregnant.
Video killed the radio star, and then reality TV killed the video star.
Radio killed video?
But look, Corey Feldman has a new music video. Maybe they'll play that.
Are you ready?
I am ready.
Spoiler. I couldn't. You turned it around before I could read any more than that. You're not ready. No one on earth can be. If I told you that the formal child star, I'm not going to finish reading that. I don't know.
It's
what we're
very
doing
entertaining
here.
To hear you read off of a website.
Thanks, Mike. Way to put some emphasis in there.
So anyway, That's our tech news for the week. I feel like we need to really talk about booty holes to play that.
We already did.
In that sense, that's not going to happen. So unless there's other tech news you have to talk
about,
we're not going to talk about booty holes. We're going to move on now.
I'm sure we can talk booty holes into technology. Google bought booty holes.
That's our show for the week. Unless Randy has something else he'd like to throw out there. But judging by his face, that's a solid no.
I don't know. I'm just trying to make some sort of connection so you can play that music again.
Well, as long as we talk about it, we can play it.
I'm talking about booty holes.
That's what copyright
right now.
Laws tell us anyway.
No, I had just a few random hacker news.
Let's hear it.
We had talked about Snowden last week. It seems that, so one of the basic worldwide human rights is to be able to petition for asylum
it's
in
like
a country.
Quasimodo?
Yes. And
that happened, right?
And apparently,
sanctuary.
Apparently, Biden has been reaching out to all these countries that Snowden has tried being granted asylum from.
I have a hard time believing Biden does anything besides eat sandwiches.
No, it was actually announced by. But anyways,
no, that's a funny joke.
But right now, like they think he's just going to turn into kind of a drifter with like no country to live in,
no country to call home.
Yeah,
like he
which
was
is,
supposedly
he should
like
buy a pirate ship.
He's been in Russia, right? He's been hanging out. Oh, Pirate Bay, I get it.
No, I've gotten a cool story about
national waters. International. He's in Russia still, possibly.
No, he is still in Russia.
But they were worried, like, the Bolivian president was, like, leaving Russia, and they made him reroute over, like, three countries because they thought maybe he had possibly taken Snowden in, and so they made him reroute and not use their airspace. Is that crazy? Like, it was this huge deal, right? Like, they didn't allow him to go through, like, Austria and Hungary or something, like. They couldn't fly over it because he possibly
had it. Was like France, yeah.
It was something crazy, right? That just seemed like, who's monitoring the, like, I don't know, mind-blowing.
So, that's pretty crazy. Speaking of, like,
do you think
what,
he thinks it was worth it at this point still? Or do you think he's like, why the F would
I
do that?
I think
that
he does,
silly.
But it's, I've really changed.
I had a hot girlfriend.
I've really changed my view
in
on
Hawaii.
Everything that's happened. Like, I don't, I came up with my end decision that I don't agree with him leaking this information.
The New York Times today leaked out, or they're supposedly that the government's had this thing in place to read our snail mail as well. Did you see that?
Yeah, because of one guy that
supposedly
apparently had received
a
note or whatever saying that his was being monitored.
Yeah.
I don't believe that. But, no, like, I just don't agree with what he did. I think he's doing, especially, like, it'd been one thing if he just talked about Prism, but the fact that he's still, like, talking about stuff, it's like he's doing more harm than anything else. But if he was going to look for somewhere, there is a, I just read the story on Monday. There's a Russian cruise liner that had, like, a story. It was in port because some other country was going to buy it for scrap metal. And it got, there was a storm, got set off the dock. And it's out drifting to sea, and now nobody wants to claim ownership of it. So there's this humongous Russian, like, cruise ship just floating out there that's supposedly infested right now with rats. But if you just wait out the rats, they're going to die. And then you've got a cruise ship to yourself.
Maybe they should have just thrown that rocket at that instead of just blowing it up a mile above their air or whatever they did.
Who?
Russia.
Oh, why?
I was just kidding. Didn't they have a malfunction rocket
yeah.
they sent up last night?
They did.
And then it blew up.
Right.
Now they're worried about radiation.
Right. You know how long Russia's been dealing with radiation?
It's Russia.
Have they heard about Chernobyl?
Just
newsflash.
Put on your fur coat. Carry on your AK-47. Do they drink vodka in Russia?
Yeah, yeah. That's they drink.
Drink your vodka and go about your business. Say, what? Meteor strike came through. Everybody's got a dash cam, apparently. Crazy stuff happens there. That's what I've been told.
Aww.
What are you awing?
We don't have sound through our podcast.
I know. I realized that like halfway through. I didn't realize it, but let's just keep going.
But how did you notice it?
Because I saw that cord sitting there, not plugged in.
Oh, shit.
And then I thought, well, Randy checked it earlier. There
no,
must
I didn't
sound
check
coming
it.
From somewhere.
No, I never checked it. I just assumed that you did your business up here. Let's plug it in right now. Tagugu Mountain Camp's waiting.
Let's just go over
check,
what
check.
We're ready.
So anyways, there's some missiles going off places. Randomly.
So other randomness news that I had. So there was a new Android malware that came out that can not only infect your Android phone, but it can infect your PC. So if you ever do Wi-Fi hotspot
like
from your phone.
Oh, Wi-Fi?
Yeah, if you ever do
maybe
Wi-Fi,
don't,
it'll work stealing
like
passwords and all that kind of stuff. It's yeah, that kind of stuff. What was the other thing I had? I had one more. Did I talk about? I think I talked last week about hacking Facebook with a text message.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ubisoft got hacked yesterday. Ubisoft. But whatever. What?
May I have mine?
Yeah, I was working on it.
Oh, okay. And then Snowden, speaking of, also said if you don't want to be spied on, stop using Facebook and stop using Google. That's like your best ways to stop being spied on.
That seems
easy enough.
And you
just start binging it on.
But it's like new.
But what if all I do is spy on other people?
But it's like, hey, newsflash.
That's,
you know, much
going to cramp a mic style.
Yeah.
I mean, Google, whatever. I'm not worried about what they're getting off my Google feeds. And now my RSS feeder's gone. Oh, by the way, that died yesterday. Rest in peace the day before. Rest in peace, Google Reader. You use Feedly, right?
Yep.
Do you ever go... So do you use the shortcuts K&J?
Huh?
J&K?
No.
There's two letters. They're corresponding.
I do not... I do not use any of their shortcuts.
Here's my problem. Two problems. Number one. When
go.
I hit K at the bottom, it drops down first and then continues to go up. It's like, oh, this is the bottom of your feet. I'm like, well, that's great. Too bad I was going up. And then it goes up the rest of the time.
Why do you... Oh, because you want to see the old stuff first.
I start at the bottom. I move
right
up, so I read everything. Problem number two is that it's funny because I can realize when it hasn't incorporated feeds thus far, because, I mean, I don't know how this works exactly. RSS feeds, really simple syndication. But it must crawl sites at some point. But so, like,
subreddits?
No,
nice.
Subital? Sub... Where, like...
Subliminal?
No, he's talking Subital, Subital.
Yeah. So, like, they have where people write, right? But,
yep,
like, it must not have been doing that before, because all of a sudden I got all the feeds from people I followed on there all at once. And so it's interesting to see, like, oh, you weren't checking that before. Good to know. Like, I mean, I'm sure it's a hard process for them to,
right,
you know, check the entire
internet. Well, and they're still working
right
on it.
But Reader today launched their... yesterday their iOS app updated to for Feedly support with their API, so you can use that now.
So Mike, switching over to Reader.
I've always used Reader, but I used it with Google Reader before.
Gotcha.
But I've been using Feedly lately. I tried to switch back and forth between Dig and Feedly, but I think Feedly is going to win because of its if support. It's got an if channel, so I'll probably use that over Dig, although I like Dig a little bit better.
The interface
wise, yeah, it looks a little cleaner.
I had to check it out, and it is a cleaner. I like the layout.
It
looks nice.
But I think Feedly definitely is going to win. I mean, the pros and cons there are, do I like what I look at? But I've been getting used to Feedly, and anyone who listens to podcasts even semi-regularly knows I hate all change ever. But
yet he loves the tech industry, which is funny still to this
but
to me.
It is what it is, and I don't know whose mic that was, but that hurt my ears.
It was Matt's.
But anyway, I missed
it. I saw it.
Anyways.
With that.
Which probably just wrapped us up.
Yeah. That was, so, if you like what you heard, you like what you saw, go give us a like on Facebook. Facebook.com/BleedGeek. Or if you're a tweeter, a Twitterer. Twitter.com/bleedgeek or at bleedgeek. Go give us a like or follow us on Tumblr, bleedgeek.tumblr.com. Or if you have any questions regarding tech or you don't agree with some of our chats, you said, hey, you guys are retarded, this is actually the right answer, send us an email at fans@bleedgeek.com. Or you can give us a call or a text message at 406-794-3357 or 406-79-GEEKS.
That's a lot of stuff. Or if you know where we are physically, you can follow us around wherever we are.
Or you can follow us individually on Twitter and Instagram. I am at the Crandall with two L's.
I am at Mike037.
At Bleed Geek Movies.
Or at FowlerFF.
Though I never do anything at
FowlerFF. Or at FowlMatt on Instagram.
Yeah, I do Instagram.
At DIverson921.
That's his birthday. Damn.
That's okay.
So send him a present on his birthday.
September 21st.
In case you didn't realize what 921 was.
Maybe it was 92.
Maybe it was September 2nd, 2001.
Anyways, thank you for listening. I'm Mike Earl.
Randy.
Matt.
Dave.
Have a good night.
Google.